Let me tell you, James, we must start by saying that the 29 ministers, according to the structure of the government, we are appointed this evening. Of the 29 ministers, 16 are new and 7 are changed their department, and the others have been confirmed in their position. As for the minister women, let me say, we only have 4 women in this government. 2 are new and 2 are old for the last government.
At the same time, the new prime minister has been speaking about when the country can return to democratic rule. What did he have to say?
Indeed, the Prime Minister, Ahmadu Uriba, said this during an interview he gave to our colleagues at RFI. That was on Tuesday. For him, it's not at all possible to hold all the elections this year, 2024. According to him, only the referendum can be held this year. And for the purpose, notably the presidential election, they can't, and if they can do it, all goes well, be held in 2025.
What does this new timetable mean now in terms of what ECOWAS wants?
Yes, that's the question everyone is asking today, because the engagement that was taken with the ECOWAS is to end the transition at the end of next year, 2024. But this announcement from the Prime Minister can take us to question to know what have they heard or said with the ECOWAS, if there is any new negotiation between the two institutions, let me say CNRD in Guinea and the ECOWAS members. For the moment, no response to that question. And the Prime Minister, Bawuri, was saying that they will try, they will come on and see the ECOWAS and explain what is going on in Guinea today, if really they can understand that the election can be held this year or next year. That's the question all people are asking today. And we think maybe the next week and or the weeks coming, we'll see what the ECOWAS will give as a response to this announcement.
Dauda, back to the cabinet. We know that there have been demonstrations in Guinea. Do you think the appointment of the new government might help to quell the demonstrations?
You know, as I told you, the demonstrations started in Conakry, and day before yesterday and yesterday, we hear about demonstration in Kindia, a town located south from 200 miles from Conakry, the capital city. And it was there the last week of Friday, the held the ceremony of Women Day. And before the ceremony, there was light. Light was there in 24 hours. Just after the ceremony, because the officials were around, just after the ceremony, there was no light again. And the children come out and to have electricity in their houses. But in this demonstration, 2 children were shot by the army forces. They were died and 12 were injured. 6 police were also among these injured people. And as today, during a press conference, the Prime Minister tried to explain that there is no possibility to give electricity for 24 hours this moment, because as you know, the fuel depot was gone, and so many problems are evocated by the government today to say that they can't really assure 24 hours electricity at home.
Dauda, thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, James.